Pat, how did you like the first part of the Burt Shepherd story?
Overwhelming. I mean, just so many thoughts running through my head. First and foremost, I mean, this guy gets his foot blown off. No panic. Right. I'm cool. I'll head back to England, right, in his P-38. I think it was for Mustangs, weren't they? At any rate, he ends up going down. He's prepared. He's got the morphine ready, the tourniquet all prepared.
My goodness.
Goes down on a farm in Germany somewhere. And the thought that really got to me was that this German doctor came out and saved his life and almost demanded that he get medical attention, fought off pitchforks and all kinds of other farm tools from the locals. Marty, if I'm that German doctor, I don't think I have the humanity to try and keep an enemy alive, especially when my own life is involved and I'm risking my own. So, I mean, pretty special people out there, including the great Burt Shepherd. What a neat individual.
Well, we got a little more coming up. And the thing that Dr. Loidl sought him later in life, and he got to meet Dr. Loidl, which really was the story. All right, let's play this last part. It's only a few minutes. But Burt Shepherd continues on with his story, and you'll enjoy this. And, Pat, thank you for summarizing it. Burt Shepherd, a pleasure to talk with you. You put on the Washington Senator's uniform, 1945. What was that like?
Of course, when you come back from combat and you've had been through what I'd been through, I really can't express it, but I probably wasn't as elated and thrilled as one would think, because I'd had some pretty good experiences. I was just happy as hell to be on a ball team and wearing a uniform. Of course, my association with the major leaguers there was unbelievable for me, too.
Tell me about some of the major leaguers on the Senators. That was a good team in 45. As you said, almost won the pennant.
Yes, we had George Case in left field. He was a hell of a runner. Rick Farrell was catching. We had four pitchers, all knuckleballers. Dutch Leonard, Roger Wolf, Johnny Nigling, and Mickey Hefner. They kept us in the ballgame. I don't remember any games to where they allowed a lot of runs early in the game. And Rick Farrell caught him with an ordinary catcher's mitt, and he'd call for the knuckleball with a man on base and still throw him out. Now the catchers, you know, got that great big mitt and so forth. So I was observing and learning, pitching batting practice about every day. But one thing about batting practice, I'm throwing the ball right down the middle, and they don't hit a home run every time. And it gave me confidence to throw the ball over the plate, make them hit it.
How did you handle it physically? Could you play defense?
Yes. I figured I could field bunts better than half the pitchers in the majors because I was quick. And in the fielding a bunt, it's not how fast you can run. It's how fast can you pivot and throw the ball to first base. And I could throw to first base without standing up and throwing, a lot like you've seen a lot of them. And you've seen Don Drysdale sitting on his fanny where he slipped and fell. Had that happened to me, well, it's because he's got a leg off. And so I was pretty careful about that. But I used to take infield at first base. And then later, when I went barnstorming with the American League All-Stars, I played first base and pitched. When we played Fellers All-Stars in Seattle, Washington in 46, they weren't going to let me play. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, I've been playing every game till now. Well, it's kind of wet out there, and you might get hurt. I said, well, the hell with that. I want to play. So I played first base that night against Fellers All-Stars. I got 2 for 4. 1 for 2 off of Feller and 1 for 2 off of Johnny Sane. And Sane is curving the hell out of me. And then the next night, I pitched against him. I had 3 outfielders who were pitchers. Some of them were afraid to fly. The weather was bad. But I shut Musial out 0 for 4. But I'll tell you one thing about Musial. I didn't fool him on any pitches. He got a good stroke, and he hit the ball good. So it was just a matter of he hit it at somebody. Then I went back into Walter Reed at the end of that season to get a reamputation because the Germans cut it 11 inches below the knee with the idea of having plenty to work with when I got back. Well, baseball season had started, so I didn't have time. And so I said, well, I've got the winter now, and I'll just have it done. That should take maybe 6 weeks. But instead, I had to have 5 operations. I was in there 2.5 years. So now my muscles in the shoulder are awful tight and so forth, and that was the end of my baseball career.
Boy, what a story. What a story, huh? Pat, I'm so glad we could bring – what a story, folks. Did you get to hear it this morning?
Mr. Shepherd, wow.
But this is what Memorial Day and baseball – that's what it's all about.